This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
Hello, Marv.
Hello, Kelly.
Do you know that this new moon that we're about to talk about, this Aquarius new moon, is making waves in the press? I feel like so many people are talking about this month, specifically like February in terms of astrology. But this new moon, like specifically, they're like, oh my gosh, it just feels like it's going to be a big one. So what is going on?
Well, remember when I talked over the last couple of months, we've been talking so much about Aquarius, but remember when I said that the mindset and consciousness was going to start changing, and events are bringing this whole change on to raise the level of consciousness that for the people that want to get raised, and it's dampening for the people that are hung up on old patterns of power and control. Because that's going to be leaving.
When you say dampening, what do you mean? Like it's just making everything feel heavier. It's harder to do that kind of thing.
Well, it's they're struggling. And I'm speaking, if we want to speak specifically of a group, we'll speak specifically of MAGA, but they're struggling to try to change history and try to change the concepts of what went on and all of that. I mean, a perfect example of that is I read this morning, they're trying to introduce in the House that Trump isn't an insurrectionist. They're trying to put that into some sort of bill. But I mean, you know, obviously it's going to fail. I mean, if he wasn't an insurrectionist, why would they have to try to not prove it wasn't? You know, so I think that this new moon is going to really begin to start setting out the Pluto that I was talking about, the Aquarian that I was talking about, the higher consciousness that we've talked about, because it's Aquarius. So, I mean, you know, Venus and Mars is the biggest deal this month, because remember when we talked about this 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah. And I was thinking, what? This sounds wild.
Well, I mean, 2 years ago, it was about letting go of old relationship patterns. And we've got until the 20th to right now let go of old relationship patterns. The last one was in Libra. So we were trying to find objectivity in the past. And of course, now what we're doing in Aquarius is we're trying to we're trying to come into balance, because everything, when you look at astrology, everything is in pairs. And we're always trying to move to the center. So when you see a chart, you see the center of a chart, and it's usually got a bunch of lines and all in it. Mm-hmm. But that's where the soul resides.
In the center?
That's in the center of the circle.
Okay.
And so the outside of that center is what we call houses, but this is actually environment in our life. Mm. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to balance out the polarity. Like the polarity of Aquarius is Leo. And so, you know, Leo is very subjective.
Right.
Aquarius is very objective.
Right.
So we want to get to the place to where we can be in the center. We can be objective in the with Leo. We can still maintain our sense of individuality and our uniqueness and creative self of personal expression. Leo. And so this is where all this high-mindedness begins, and where all the soul kind of information, spiritual stuff begins. And so, you know, when you're saying, when I'm talking about letting go of the old paradigm of Capricorn, that's exactly what we're going to start breaking free of, is the of that conformity of authority and power and power structures over the last 15 years or so, 2008.
Right.
So that would be what is that?
Well, don't ask me to do math. I don't know.
Why would you do that? You were supposed to pay attention in algebra.
I'm paying attention to this, but I am not paying attention in algebra. I had to get tutored in algebra. My brain doesn't think that way.
Okay. So about 16 years, we've been in this. And in the last 2 years of the Libra cycle, we've been learning to have relationships and utilize relationships to objectify what's going on inside of us.
Mm. I love that statement, because that's what they all are about, right? And you talk about this all the time, but that every person that comes into our life is mirroring something within us. And it's an experience that our soul probably needs in some way, shape, or form to evolve. And understanding that has just completely changed, I mean, kind of my whole life, if I'm being honest, because once that clicks, you start to look at things that are happening in your life in such a completely different way, because they don't feel punishing or like, ugh, why is this happening? You know, it's just sort of like, huh, what is this like showing me about me? The fact that I'm here again, like I wanted this lesson or this experience for some reason. So what can I learn here? Anyway, I love that.
Well, and that's beautiful. You explained it very well. So you do pay attention to philosophy class.
That's my wheelhouse, okay? Know your strength.
Well, I mean, you know, it really does come into this new moon, because, I mean, think of what the Sabian symbol I wrote. This is the soul as a mirror.
Yes.
This 21 degree point of the new moon.
Yeah.
The soul as a mirror. I mean, you know, that's just such a fascinating little teeny simple statement.
Right.
But I mean, you know, the soul is what is guiding us, and it's going to guide us to be mirrored and reflecting our inner selves onto the material world, the physical dimension,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a bird or an animal or a tree or even another human being or a art piece of art or picture, doesn't make any difference. Everything, I mean, you know, think of that mirror of that cellulite, and it's, you know, so I'm looking at the cellulite you have in your room there, and I'm thinking, you know, cleansing is so vital and so important if we open up and allow ourselves to be cleansed. And the cleansing comes in the objectification of who we are by virtue of what we're experiencing. And so the soul is a mirror. Feeding the emotions of the soul in the absence of external support. You know, it's really interesting. I was working with a client yesterday, and I was I'm always talking to this client about taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
As much as they take care of everybody else.
Right.
Well, that's Cirrus. That is the asteroid Cirrus. And Cirrus is all about our internal and external growth and image of how we play into this dynamic of objectivity. It's the feminine intelligence. So in other words, Cirrus is the principle of unconditional love and the needs to give and receive nurturance. And what we need from ourselves and others to feel unconditional love and accepted. And of course, when you look at that like that, and for this person, it was in the 12th house of spirituality and the unconscious mind. And the answer is finding one source of nourishment through the experience of oneness and unity. Oneness and unity that connects all beings, ministering to the needs of others without self-sacrifice. Helps with deep longing for wholeness and unity. I mean, does that explain spirituality and Aquarius and the need for relationships and the brotherhood of unity of all humanity?
Yes, but without the self-sacrifice, which I love too.
Without self-sacrifice. You see, so many times, I mean, I get a lot of clients, a lot of Virgos especially, because, I mean, their whole impetus is to serve. And they do it to the exception of themselves. So they're always putting out. And then all of a sudden they get alone and they go, nobody loves me. Nobody does for me what I do for everybody else. I'm always doing for everybody else. Well, sometimes, you know, the real truth of the matter is you got to give to yourself. And the way you can give to yourself is through spiritual nurturance, through meditation, through hypnosis, through any number of things, sitting and getting the vibrations by working with auras and working to raise that level of consciousness. That's how you give to yourself. That's how you self-nurture.
And that,
because you cannot be alone in that atmosphere.
Right. It's interesting because when you think about giving, I think we always put it in a position of like, oh, to give to others, whatever, you know, like that's how you show kindness, that's how you show love. And all of that is so important. I think you've mentioned a couple times how important that is moving into this Aquarian age in general. But for me, I know personally, if I don't give to myself first, which is that it's just so cliche to say, like, you can't give from an empty cup kind of thing. But what you just mentioned, like the meditation, any sort of thing like that, that is what that is for. And if I start my day every day doing that and filling my own cup, the rest of the day is left to give out to other people. But if I skip that step, then the self-sacrifice happens. And by the end of that same day, if I'm giving to people all day, there's like a meltdown at the end of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I express that constantly, especially for people that are looking for relationships. I mean, one of my standard answers is, I mean, you know, love yourself like you want to be loved.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you don't love yourself, then How can you possibly say I love somebody else mm-hmm. and have that exchange of energy? Mm-hmm. I mean, because everything we are in totality goes out into the universe, and universal law is that it returns back into us. Well, if you build a wall so that you can have self-protection, which is is what you're trying to learn how to accomplish, is break down walls with Venus and Mars. You see, Venus is your Mars is your desire to get love, joy, peace, happiness, and harmony, Venus. So everything you do comes to a desire to bring harmony into your life. And whether it's when on the material side, the Taurus side, it's money and housing and homes and cars and valuables that the material world offers. In relationship capacity, it's people that love us or the people that we like to be friendships with. It's people that we commit with. So it's that commitment process. And that's what Venus Mars is coming into an alignment with ourselves through others with that objectification. And so now that it's coming into Aquarius, the thing we've got to watch out for Aquarius, Venus, Mars is, they can get very, very mental. And you don't love in your head.
Right. It's a feeling.
That's typically love given is a Leo thing. And when you see a Saturn in Leo, that is a person that has come in karmically to learn how to take love from their head, from their thinking mind, and put it in their heart. So they got to go through emotional struggles in relationships so that they can start feeling that emotional struggle within inside of themselves so they can really start feeling greater love.
Isn't that just wild that to me, when you say it like that, I don't know what is happening to me right now, but I'm having this moment of just like, how crazy that we like come here to do all these things, and every situation that we create in our lives is literally for our higher evolution. Like what you just described, these relationships, like I think I've operated from the beginning point of my life from this place of like, I suck at relationships. I will never find, the right guy or the right romance or anything like that. But the reason I've had all of the relationship experiences that I've had have been for my own healing of some sort, even if it was from another lifetime or whatever. Like, it's not like some punishment or that you just suck at something in this lifetime. I don't know why that's just like pinging me so big today. It's beautiful.
Well, because I know for a fact you came in to liberate yourself from relationships to get your own individuality.
Right.
So this is why you've struggled with relationships, but you don't suck at relationships.
Right.
Because, you have a wonderful way of expressing the emotions that other people can identify with that help them to individuate, help them come into a greater strength of their own sense of individuality. Mm-hmm. So when you find a relationship, it's going to be two individuals that share equally, individually, and it won't be in love in someone, it'll be in love of someone, mm-hmm. and you double your pleasures and divide your pains equally.
Mm-hmm. I love
now, that. Wouldn't that be a beautiful, it's got to be around the corner, Kelly.
I know, Marv. I feel it.
All right. And so, as we look at this Venus Mars, what we're trying to do now, and we're in balsamic period. And so this is a letting go. So we've got about another 10 days that we can let go of how we consciously think about relationships. If you're holding on to the fact that you suck at relationships, Mm-hmm. Well, then you need to spend the next 10 days saying, I love me. Yeah. I love me. I deserve to have love in my life.
Yeah.
And then, so that would break down that whole subconscious fear of being entrapped in a relationship that you've externalized and put value in outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, you have to go through that whole process of learning that there is no relationship outside of yourself that's going to give you value.
I believe that now. It's just taken me 41 years to get there.
Well, Kelly, I've got two daughters that married at 40.
There you go.
And they're very, very happy.
Yep. If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
That's the big deal about the Venus Mars. And that and it's just so important as we move into Aquarius, is because, I mean, you know, this is how we're going to transform all society into a spiritual paradigm, is because we're going to start taking responsibility for others, for ourselves, by raising our consciousness of how we've paired up against others and caring about others as much as we care about ourselves. There has to be an equal, that's an equal job. You see, Leo is love given, but Aquarius is love received.
Aquarius is love. Okay. Okay. So those are the two balancing out right now.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, thank God that we're moving into a time where caring about others is equally as important. Because, and I don't know if that was part of the Capricorn energy, but just the individual striving, and the, we've all done this. This is the way our culture was, but it's just been so self-driven and self-focused and self-promoting and all of the things. And I just hear so much of all and for everyone and equality and all of that. And every time, in every conversation we have about Aquarius.
Yeah. And I mean, we're definitely moving into that time.
Yeah.
And so you can see, as we started out the podcast, and you said, this is an intense new moon. Well, yeah, it is, because it's the beginning of the transformational process that will let go of the old Capricorn paradigm that we've been building for 14 years and longer, in society. And so we're letting that go, and that's we're observing the breakdown of those elements of society and in ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've got somewhere here in the notes, but I was telling somebody the other day that, you know, Aquarius, I mean, they care just as much about nature as they do people. Mm. They can be more emotionally involved in their work more than they can people.
I believe
but
that.
But what my analogy was, they would be upset if you tried to build a home on top of an ant hill because those ants have a right to be there.
Mm.
Now, that is very Aquarian concept. And so we live, I mean, you know, look at all of the conservation and
yeah.
and all of the influence of the weather and all of that, and how we're trying to bring that back into balance, that, you know, living on a planet that if we don't start bringing it into balance, we ain't gonna live on it.
Yeah. I mean, if you try to deny what's, yeah, I mean, that's just, it's there. You see it every day somewhere.
Right.
There's some new climate crisis or war conversation. There's just a lot going on right now.
Yeah. And see, this is all a part of it.
Right.
So, you know, and we've talked a lot about Pluto. And so, I mean, you know, think of, I mean, this whole new moon is a Pluto new moon. It's, they're conjunct.
Pluto. Oh, okay. Can you explain thing a little bit? I don't really get that. Can you explain the conjunct thing? Like, because that brings a pretty intense energy, right? When you have a conjunction.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a new energy.
Okay.
And to really get a new energy, you have to do a letting go, dying process, don't you?
Yes, you do. Which is
okay.
Pluto.
Which is Pluto. That's
okay.
Transformation of the soul.
Right.
But it's
okay.
Transformation of how you use energy as well.
Okay.
And that's what we're creating. In life is we're creating the energy of events and people,
mm-hmm.
experiences and people.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pluto is going to bring in this month a lot of experiences. And of course, it's conjunct the Venus-Mars conjunction. So this is telling you right there that we have got to let go of self-centered ideas and concepts, power and control and those kind and values, because it's this whole Venus Mars is squared by Jupiter in Taurus. Well, that's our personal values, what makes us happy. Well, what makes us happy doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make the partner happy.
Well, because this is something interesting that I learned in my last relationship is like, we saw things through such different lenses, which is not a bad thing if you have awareness around that and you can speak to it. But until you recognize, oh, wait, like they're seeing it through something completely different and the world looks completely different and both can be true at the same time. But until you get to that, it's just going to continue to be, there's going to be conflict or divisiveness or lack of empathy and understanding for other humans. Like it all works together.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, if you married Kelly.
Oh, Jesus, that would be crazy. Imagine that. Good God. That would be a lot.
So you want those people in your life that see through a different lens and experience life through a different lens, because those are
absolutely
aha moments.
Exactly.
That becomes the objectification of enjoying the way they go through life and process through life.
Right.
That's the love of a relationship, not in one.
Right.
And so that's why we want that. And so we want the differences. We want the externals so that we can find that balance and give equal love and receive equal love in return.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's so important in the whole Aquarian paradigm and process. I mean, I love this statement with the new moon, where it says, we're trying to maintain harmony between one's projected image and one's inner self. So the projected image is your personality that you project out. Is that really in alignment with who you are, or are you projecting what somebody you want somebody to see?
That takes a lot of awareness, I feel, because I don't know that we're always conscious of how we're projecting, or I know I haven't been in my lifetime. And so I'm projecting in a way maybe that makes me feel safe, or it's what I feel like I can expose to people, or I don't know, or it's just this understanding. Or sometimes I don't even think we are aware, like you're not even conscious. But then when you are really conscious of it and you sit with yourself and you go, wait, is that the truth of who I am? Like social media is the perfect example, because we all project these kind of false images of our lives. You know, I mean, they're true, but they're only this tiny little piece of it. And I've had to start really asking myself, is this fully in alignment with who I am on the inside? Like, am I projecting the personality that's in line with who my soul, or what my soul is and means and wants and all of the things?
Well, I mean, you know, that's, really, it takes practice, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And the practice is you catch yourself projecting something that you know inside of you is not who you really are.
Yeah.
It's the authenticity that I've talked about before. Are you authentically projecting your true self? How you're, whether it's emotionalism, whether it's thinking, mentalism, mm-hmm. it doesn't make any difference. When you get emotional, you start projecting it. Well, it's truth. You're emotional.
Right.
You're trying to find boundaries. You're angry. You're boundary defining.
Mm-hmm.
You're in love. It's all the same.
Yeah.
And so when you make up your mind that you're just going to be authentic no matter what you are, where you are, and how you are, well, then you do catch yourself mm-hmm. when you start presenting something to somebody that you aren't. And I mean, you know, look, we all do it. I do it all the time.
You're probably still going to do it for the rest of your life.
Wait a minute, Marvin. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Sometimes. It's a human, I think it's a human thing.
I just caught myself.
There you go. But wait, you can a laugh minute. About it. Right. It's not all the time.
And I mean, you know, and sometimes, I mean, you're trying to counterbalance the person that you're talking to that, mm-hmm. you know, it might not even be at the level that you're thinking at, but you're still enjoying, you know, interacting with them
right.
at whatever level they're at.
Right.
And this is what I try to get to people to understand, even if you're spiritualizing and other people aren't spiritual. And I mean, you know, look, even if you talk to a MAGA person, they're still a human being. They've still got a God in them. And so if you can play with them and have fun with them in whatever little corner of their life that you can relate to, well, then that's what you relate to. And that's all you need to relate to. That's discrimination.
Mm-hmm. I feel that energy big time, that we've done the divisive, we've done the them versus us versus like hating people because of their beliefs or things like that. And then to me right now, this age that we're moving in, and maybe this is just what I'm feeling, but it is kind of what you said, where we have to allow the space for people to have their different opinions, and that's fine. Just like we said, you know, people see life through different lenses, and thank God for that, because how fucking boring would it be if we didn't, we all saw through the same lens. But there's still room to have empathy, compassion, kindness, all of those feelings for other people. And like, you don't have to sit there and even try to convince them to believe your side. I think sometimes for me, it feels like the living by example piece, where if we can show people those emotions, those kindness and the empathy and stuff, then you don't know what's going to be reflected back to you. But often it's those same things. And it's just interesting to me that we've quickly ruled out people because of certain belief systems. And maybe now we're kind of going, wait a second, they're still human. They're still souls walking on this earth, this planet. You know, how do we like find some space in our lives for the good emotions for them?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
the other. There's another statement that I really like with this new moon, and that is the ultimately to see oneself, others, and reality in general in a fundamental, objective way. To accomplish that, one must simultaneously enter and actualize the dynamic of deconditioning. Which deconditioning is changing our reality, our own subconscious minds of errors and perceptions and perspectives that ultimately build on our coming into alignment with who we really are.
Why? There's a lot of subconscious mind talk in this specific new moon. Is that related at all, or is it just kind of?
Yes, because it's the subconscious is Uranus.
Oh, I see.
The ruler of the subconscious mind.
Which is Aquarius.
Uranus. Aquarius, this is the content that's unique to each individual. It's right. In the subconscious. You don't know the subconscious until it's expressed outwardly.
How
and then you
know?
Get a chance to change it.
But how do you know what's okay? So what does that look like?
So you create the external circumstance that's created from the subconscious, so that you now it comes outside of you, so you can objectify seeing it outside of you, and then correcting.
Oh, okay.
Your perspective and perception about it.
So it's basically like when I say to like one of my girlfriends, let's say for instance, calls me and they're in a huge fight with their boyfriend and they're like, you know, dealing with something, but it's very clear to me that it's really about their own insecurity and not really what the boyfriend is doing. And I say to my friend often, like, or in this hypothetical situation, I'm obviously giving a real situation. I would say to my friend something like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is actually a narrative that you have in your brain about you, like something that, let's just say she's insecure about something. I don't know. And it's like, no, that is just coming out right now. Like this relationship came into your life. This specific instance, this boyfriend specifically and his behavior came into your life to reveal that narrative to you because it's just ready to be healed. So that's this, right?
Well, that's think about this statement here. This is the subconscious is where Saturn is the structure of your reality.
Yeah.
Cannot deal with circumstances and experiences. So it suppresses it into the subconscious mind.
Got it.
So whatever gets suppressed or repressed has to come out. And objectification.
Got it.
It has to come out. It can't stay in. And so that's what we're liberating from in the deconditioning process. We're liberating from old Saturnian experience and realities that aren't true. Somebody asked me the other day, it says, why do we have an ego? Well, it's the ego that creates the desires, that creates the realities that we're being, you know, that we're attracting in at are much more of a Leonian thing that can be very selfish and very self-centered. So we've got to get that experience so that we can understand that about ourselves. And so the ego is what we use on this plane of existence to deal with the realities and the experiences that that we desire to have and what we are looking for.
That makes so much sense to me.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So overall, you know, as the listeners are hearing this, and I mean, I know the new moon is coming out, I think it's in a couple days. Is there anything in particular, like this overriding sense that you would kind of give the listeners as like things to pay attention to that are coming up this week?
Well, I would say that anything, all the activities that they do that can get them into a higher level of spirituality. Mm-hmm. And there's tons of things to do. Listen to the music from yesteryears, from Bach and Mozart and all of those. Meditate. Do self-hypnosis, do art, do drawing, do all kinds, anything that is coming out of you that now can be expressed. Art was one of the things that was given in the Aquarian language is to create artistry. Mm-hmm. I mean, art is really expressing what's inside of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Into the external.
Yeah.
So all of that is pretty good. And then think about what this full moon says. Perfecting one's skills through disciplined practice. Well, that's what I'm talking about. And so in the full moon, when we get the full moon, we're going to have to look at that and say, okay, this is what it's showing me. I need to, this is what I need to try to discipline myself to experience. Is that authenticity, that spirituality, that caring for other people? That's all of that. You know, the full moon's about trying to prove oneself, taking gambles. Well, those
two
things
fit
together
for
sure.
The full moon. Oh, okay.
Well, see, because the full moon is going to tell you what you've done for 14 days at the new moon, if it's working or not working.
Okay. So the full moon is when we actually make the decisions.
The new moon is going to come up in what? may look at much. Well, it comes up on the, well, the new moon is the 9th. It was yesterday.
No, today's the 7th.
It is? Oh, yeah.
Yes. So the 9th is on Friday, which is why
It's the 9th.
We're losing.
All right. I'm already in the future.
Right. Right. So that's why I was saying, what do you suggest to the listeners to like really try to pay attention to this week? Because.
Well, everything we've talked about. I mean, you know, this is the unfolding of spiritual consciousness and the initiation into the higher order of life.
Mm-hmm.
So do all the practices that help you achieve that.
Okay.
Treat everything as a personal responsibility of your creation.
Mm-hmm.
And do that musical and artistry and meditation or vibration, or just read a spiritual book.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that would take you into a higher level of consciousness, of spirituality.
Go be in nature. Yeah. Any of
Go be in nature.
It's always right. The thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know, what animals are coming into your life, and what is the symbols? What dreams are you having, and what mm-hmm. is the symbolism? Mm-hmm. I mean, all of those things are going to really come up to be very, very important, not only in just this new moon, but in this whole Aquarian age.
Can I just say something? I had a meeting a couple weeks ago, and someone said to me, you know, it's just not always that deep. And I was thinking to myself, oh, yes, it is. But you're just not paying attention. Because I find that in life, if I'm paying attention, there are spiritual messages everywhere. Constantly.
Everywhere. Everything.
But if you think it's not that deep, you're just not fucking paying attention. Like, the universe is talking to you. So, and yes, I'm not saying like life, to me, that is still fun and exciting and light. And like, there's so many, the lessons and the communications from the universe are always actually when I feel the best, when I'm like in touch with that. But so it doesn't have to always be so serious, but it is always that deep, by the way, just saying.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're just paying attention, you're paying attention to this moment, you're in a spiritual moment
mm-hmm.
and everything is there. Right. And if whatever your intention is to be aware. I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day about, you know, just follow your intention. And that's what brings you into being aware of whatever. I mean, if you want to see an aura, well, it's like we were talking about in the beginning, before the podcast. If you want to see an aura, well, your intention is to work on seeing auras.
Yeah.
So you practice it. And so, you know, this leads to the statement that God only wants to know what is your intention.
Mm.
It's all he cares about. And you can only have attention in the moment.
So God only wants to know our intentions and then presents the opportunities that line up with that?
Well, God don't present the opportunities. You do.
Or, okay, we create our own reality. I see.
You're the creator.
Right.
God is observing and growing and evolving because you're growing, observing, and evolving. I mean, God doesn't get involved in your, you know, your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't look at you getting mad at a traffic light or somebody driver.
Right.
She don't care about that. It's all nonsense.
Yeah.
What's your intention? So you bring your attention back to attention.
Okay. Well, Marv, is there anything you want to leave the listeners with for this new moon? I mean, I feel like February keeps being presented as it's going to be a wild ride, but to me, it just sounds more like staying closer in contact with ourselves and, like you just said, intentions and quiet moments with yourself, with the universe, things like that. But is there anything else you would add?
Well, what in finality, I mean, relationships are changing dramatically, dynamically, and powerfully. If everybody starts looking at when things just seem to be occurring in a relationship of change, don't struggle against it. See what it's trying to say.
Ooh,
because relationships are going to be changing.
Okay.
And so I think that's the most powerful take from this month's new moon. And as we go into Valentine's Day and all
right.
of that, accept individuality in your relationships more than you ever imagined.
Mm. Okay. I love that little bite. Well, if anyone wants to do a reading with you, Marv, where would they find you?
They can find me at marvin@astromarv. They can email me at marvin@astromarv.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all be glad to set them up.
Also, I should say, if you guys, I mean, it's the month of love, obviously, it's February. And if you guys are in relationships or, you know, wanting to understand your dynamic with a partner or a person, even a friendship, Marv runs sometimes these are they called composites? It's like when you do the two different charts together and you can understand each way that the energies are playing out in each individual's charts.
Yeah, I mean, we do what we call, we do two charts, a synastry.
Yeah.
Which we measure your energy with their energy.
Right.
And how many energies you have that's interconnected.
Right.
And then we can do a composite, which is actually, this is the dynamic of the relationship throughout your soul's experience.
Oh.
Because it's not like that we haven't been in a relationship before.
Right, right.
And that composite chart would give the information
okay.
of what we're wanting to accomplish in this particular relationship that will help us transform through our past relationships and conditioning.
Right. So it's kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier, where each relationship is here to teach us certain things. So it's helpful to understand some of the energies to go, oh, it's here to be teaching me X, Y, and Z. Anyway, it's really helpful. I'll put all of Marv's information in the description of this podcast. Marv, thanks for being here with us.
Oh, it's been my fun. I hope you had fun.
I did. I always do. All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Marv. And thank you guys for listening.
All right, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.